On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
All right, Fabian, you're back on line one.
Hi.
Hi, it's so good to hear your voice.
Yeah, I think we should play this thing three more times and then I'll be ready.
Absolutely. That can be worked out.
So you're asking me about Sundance.
Yes, I heard you were there.
Yeah, I was at Sundance this year covering for Letterboxd. You can read my reports on news.letterboxd.com.
Plug that content.
And there wasn't a huge Kiwi presence there this year. There often is. And no big Kiwi films this year, but there was a lot of cool stuff. I saw that film Zola, which is the film based on the Twitter thread from a few years ago about the two strippers who go down to Miami. I saw lots of cool stuff. My favorite film I saw was probably The Night House, which is a scary film. But the big film coming out in theaters this week is, of course, Birds of Prey, which is a DC Comics film centered around the character of Harley Quinn, as played by Margot Robbie. It's an all right film. It kind of wastes its R rating. There's some really brutal violence in there. And then it's not really an R-rated film in the general sense, in that you kind of could have had some amazing fighting and stuff, but it's a fun little film. It kind of reminded me of the 60s Batman show at times.
Okay.
Like a lot of superhero films, it feels like it's more concerned with setting up stuff happening in the future than worrying about stuff happening now. But this is fun to be had here, and the cast is pretty cool. Margot Robbie's good as this character. It's kind of a similar interpretation to The Suicide Squad, although it's technically not a sequel to that.
Yeah.
Journey Smollett-Bell as Black Canary is very good. And it's fun to see people like Rosie Perez. And Mary Elizabeth Winstead as Huntress is a lot of fun. I think the film could have used more of her. The film just felt a bit small, generally. It gains a lot from the female focus and it not just being kind of another bunch of dudes running around, but it doesn't have a huge amount to offer beyond that. It's just as a pure action film or a pure superhero film, it felt a bit narrow in its scope. So but it's fun, you know. So
yeah, do you think it's a good opportunity for them to stem off on a bunch of different things? They really, I do think they took cue for the interest in Harley Quinn.
Yeah, well, her next film is another ensemble film, the sequel to Suicide Squad, which is coming out last year. I actually went on the set of that film and spoke to Margot Robbie for that. And I just think they should do a straight up actual Harley Quinn film.
Yeah, keep it focused.
They keep putting her on in these ensemble, but she's an interesting character and the audience obviously loves her. And a lot of this film is talking about her past with the Joker and how she was with the Joker and now she's not.
Yeah.
Which is an interesting thread, but I think people kind of want to see her when she was bad.
Yes.
And now this film kind of likes to have it both ways, where she's kind of a dangerous character, but she's not really evil, even though canonically she's supposed to have killed a lot of people and done a whole lot of terrible things. But it's a bit of fun, you know. It's kind of a forgettable popcorn exercise.
All right.
So there's that.
All right, well, thanks heaps for checking in with us. Thanks for your patience.
All good.
And next week when Rachel's back, I'll get her to play the intro three times for you.
That'd be awesome.
Have a great
weekend. Enjoy the Oscars.
Thanks. Thanks. See you later.
See you later. Bye.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
What a roller coaster.
Drama.